And we're talking now about the Ladies Network, which since 2015 has organized a regular group exhibition entitled The Ladies that showcases art from over 30 female artists. It's all about the contributions of women to art, music, business, and design. And I'm joined by Arabella Peterson, editor-in-chief of the Ladies Network. Thank you for joining me, Arabella.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So how did the Ladies Network start?
The Ladies Network started just over 2 years ago now. It was a small exhibition that we held in Surry Hills, what was meant to be a small exhibition, for female identifying and non-binary artists. And it was really popular, and about 700 people ended up coming, and it spilled onto the streets and got shut down by police, which was amazing. And we kind of got momentum from there and just turned it into what it is now.
So any kind of publicity is good publicity for that kind of thing, especially, I guess, yeah. Given the nature of the what you're trying to do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it turned out to be, yeah, good publicity for sure. And it was just really encouraging that many people were interested in what we were doing and came along.
So you just mentioned there, so obviously is your movement then trans, non-binary, and like gender fluid inclusive, open basically to people who are, is it women identifying, or is it more general than that?
More generally, anyone really that's gender fluid, you know, trans women, non-binary, basically kind of non this male space, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how do you select the artists that you feature in your shows?
We take submissions. So people email us all the time or DM us or, you know, get in touch with us that way. And we have found some really amazing artists through them reaching out and just going to exhibitions around Sydney and trying to find out about more artists. Yeah, there's no real selection process. It's just whatever we feel fits with the exhibition at the time.
And from what I understand, the Ladies Network is run by four white middle-class women. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And so how do you maintain then this intersectional approach? How do you bring in those other voices into decision-making processes or into the whole space?
Basically, we just want to act as a platform. We don't want to speak on behalf of anyone. So in that way, that's why with the website, we try to get as many different voices writing the pieces or being interviewed or being featured. So that's how we do it with the website. And my friend Lara, who's curator, is in charge of the exhibition. So she selects the artists in that process.
And have you seen any good results coming out from the Ladies Network? Have you seen some, like, I mean, obviously you had the big exhibition, but have you seen, you know, how do you track, like, sort of what kind of impact you're having on the community?
Well, just basically by speaking to people and listening to their feedback. We don't really have a way of tracking what we're doing or how much difference we're making in a, you know, quantitative kind of way.
So
but
just more focused on, you know, the being a platform and allowing other people to use that to get their own message out.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we want to do, pretty much.
Okay. And so you have a screening happening tonight?
Yeah. So, well, we're co-presenting an event which is held by Amnesty International at Frieda's Bar. And that's raising money and awareness around women's rights, more namely the women who are coming as refugees to Australia. And there's a screening of the Baulkham Hills African Ladies Troupe happening at 6:30. And then there's some musicians playing. And, yeah, so that's happening tonight at 6:30 at Frieda's.
Right.
I'm involved in.
And what if people want to, how can people get involved with the Ladies Network if they want to maybe help out or be a part of it or, you know, get in touch with it?
Everyone is totally welcome to get in touch with us. You can email us at hello@theladiesnetwork.com. If we don't get back to you, it's just because we all work full-time jobs and we just do this as a volunteer kind of project on the side.
How much work is it to run something like this? And do you ever face a lot of, like, opposition to what you do?
We have had some criticism in the past. From people mostly who think it's our full-time job and that we profit from doing what we do. That's been the misunderstanding that we face the most. But once we kind of clarify that, you know, we work 40-hour work weeks and then we go home and do this for free because we love it, that kind of usually clarifies any issues that people have. But yeah, it's pretty much like a few hours on the end of each day I would do it.
And are you planning anything in the future to change Ladies Network or develop it in some way or bring other people on board?
We haven't really thought about it. We are happy continuing the way it is for now. And yeah, we'll just see what the future holds.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much, Arabella, for joining us this afternoon to have a bit of a chat about the Ladies Network.
No problem. Thanks for your time.